If you have been feeling pulled in 100 different directions when it comes to AI in your business right now, this episode is for you. If you are excited but overwhelmed, if you are fired up but feeling like you need to do it all and stressing about that, if you are watching everyone around you build agents, take courses, install tools, and feeling like you've missed a memo somewhere, we are about to fix that today and get you clear on where your time should be spent. Because today I am taking you behind the curtain into how I am teaching this inside my Scalable Business School supported community and sharing with you what I shared with them last month, my approach to how every business owner should be thinking about where to focus when it comes to AI, what to ignore, and the one word I want you holding in your mind every single day from here on out, because this is how you can know uniquely where your AI focus should be for your best results. By the end of this episode, you will know exactly where your attention belongs when it comes to AI in your business. You will have a filter for every shiny object that crosses your path from now on. You will stop feeling behind. You will stop feeling pulled, and you will walk away with the exact lens I am using in my own business and with my SBS students to make sure every move we make with AI actually moves the needle instead of just keeping us busy. So let's get into it. As a female online business owner with dreams of more income, more impact, and more freedom, you know there's more potential in your business waiting to be unlocked. But figuring out how to shape and transform your biz and get seen, loved, selling, and scaling can feel like, well, a mystery. So how do you cut through the noise, create offers that deeply resonate, sell and scale without you always being on, all while creating a life you love? That is exactly what this show is about. Welcome to Seen, Loved, Selling, Scale. I'm Corinda, your small biz marketing sidekick, digital offer strategist, and online biz bestie. With tens of thousands of digital offers sold, tens of thousands of people helped, and millions of dollars in revenue generated in my own business as a small business owner. And through this podcast, I am here to share it all. You'll gain clear, actionable insights, strategies, and shortcuts to master your online marketing, build scalable online offers, and create a business model that works for you as much as it works for your people, so you can grow your income, amplify your impact, and free up more of your time. Let's get started. Okay, so I want you to picture this with me for a second. You open Instagram in the morning. First post you see, someone is talking about an AI agent they just built. Cool, you think, maybe I need that. Feels like a lot of work though, scroll a bit further. You then see someone else is announcing a course on Claude Skills. Sounds clever, maybe you need that too. But what about the agents, you think? You then jump on a podcast on your morning walk and the host says something like, Canva is dead and you have to use Claude Design. Now you feel that little drop in your stomach. Wait, am I that far behind? You get to your desk, open your email. There is a webinar invite for a new AI training and you sit there with your coffee and you think, how do you work on what actually matters when the world is screaming at you to work on 100 other things first? That right there, that is what today is about, because there is one word that changes the entire AI conversation for you. One word that becomes your filter, your compass, your yes and your no for every shiny thing that crosses your path. And once you have it, your business and mindset and growth is going to be so much better. It is no secret I have spoken about this openly. I believe there are two things we must be doing right now: making our businesses more human than ever to make us defensible against AI, and using AI to elevate our business, our client results, and taking time back for us, for our lives, and for that humanness I mentioned too. But you have to know where to focus in your business to do that. So today, I am taking you behind the curtain of my Scalable Business School supported program and sharing with you the exact conversion I dropped to my students last month on this exact topic. Because this is the conversation I think every woman in business needs to be having with herself right now. I am going to play you next the exact audio I gave them and give you access to a tool I built them too, a tool called the AI Focus Finder to help start to guide them on their right next steps. But a bit of context before I roll the SBS insight for you. I have been doing a lot of work with my Scalable Business School students on making sure their scalable, freedom-fueled businesses thrive in this new AI era. And we have a full 3-day live intensive coming up for them in June called the AI Edge Live. At that event, we are going to look at exactly how to build AI into their businesses in a way that makes them more human at the front, more leveraged behind the scenes, and more defensible against everything coming our way. We are going to plan what each of them needs in their personal brand, in their secret sauce, in tools for their people and programs, and tools for them behind the scenes. We build things in the room together and put every single decision through one specific lens. Now watch this space, because we may be opening up a small number of public tickets to the AI Edge Live as we get closer to the event. Make sure you are following the show and on my email list, because that is where any announcement will land first if and when those become available. But as we head into this event with my school, and as I plan what they need, I dropped an internal note to my SBS students to also start doing this work right now, to get them thinking, to give them the lens, to be talking about this from this angle in our coaching calls and planning sessions, to make sure that every conversation we have every day and in that room over those 3 days, every plan we make, every AI build we do is filtered through this one specific way of looking at AI in business. And I want to bring you into that conversation today. So what you are about to hear might feel a bit insider. It might feel like I am talking to people who are already in my world. That is because I am. But I know you will get so much more out of hearing the real conversation than me trying to dilute it for a wider audience. And you can take away the exact strategy I am giving them and the exact audit tool to find their next and right AI focus from this too. So get comfy. And here we go. All right. Welcome to this AI chit chat for your incredible scalable business. But more importantly, where the heck you should be focusing on AI. Because look, I get it. The marketplace is loud right now. AI is moving fast. There are so many options. And I know also that I am covering things in the podcast, in the AI Edge event coming up, and in the school in general that might have you all up feeling excited, but maybe like there is so much to do and so little time and have you feeling behind. So today I want to run you through a word I want you to forever remember from here on out: constraints, and knowing where to identify your constraints in your business across a few categories to know where you should focus your AI priorities next. And that is what this chat is going to be about today, paired with a Claude artifact I have made to help you do a bit of an audit on this too, using tech alongside what I will cover in here. So let's get into it and let's start with this. If you are feeling behind, take a very deep breath. You are not alone. Every single conversation I have been having about AI lately with people I genuinely admire in this industry, with women whose businesses I respect, with operators I think are some of the best in the game, every single one of them has said some version of the same thing to me. I feel a bit behind on AI. And the wild thing is they are not behind. They are some of the most switched on humans I know. But the noise is so loud right now that even they feel behind. So if you have been sitting in your business lately wondering if you are missing something, if you should be doing more, if everyone else has cracked something you haven't, I need you to hear me on this one. The whole industry is in a swirl right now. And the people who are going to come out the other side with their businesses healthy and intact are the people who learn how to find a way to know what to focus on and why. That is what today is about. That is what our upcoming AI Edge event is about. That is what I am here to help you master. So let's get into the word constraints. I want you to write this word down on a sticky note in your phone screensaver, before you start to scroll IG and get smacked in the face with reels that make you feel like you're 10 years behind. Because this is the entire game. Your number one priority before you touch another AI tool, take another AI course, build another agent, install another thing, listen to another podcast on AI, watch another tutorial, even watch another one of my trainings. Your number one priority is to know your business's actual constraint. Because here is what I am watching happen right now. And it makes me want to grab people by the shoulders. People are buying solutions for problems they do not have, while completely ignoring the problem that is actually costing them money. You do not need an AI agent running your morning routine if your real problem is that sales are quiet right now. You do not need to learn Claude design and build custom apps if your offer has no moat and your buyers don't have a reason to stay. You do not need a Mac Mini to install terminal agents if a simple skill in a normal Claude chat would solve the thing that is eating your week. These are not bad things. They are good things. They are amazing things, actually. They are just not your thing right now. So the question I want you carrying every single day this year is this. What is the actual constraint in my business right now? Not the business of the woman whose reel I just watched. Not the business of the person who just emailed me about their new course. Not Corinda's business, mine, right now, today. Because that is the only question that matters. Know your constraints, the areas you could use support with or unblocking or momentum in, and focus on using AI to solve those first. And when I look inside businesses overall, I see three main areas of constraints you should be analyzing to see where your right next steps should lie, finding out where your biggest blocks are, and fixing those first. And look, it's very likely you have blocks in all of these. And if it's not obvious where the biggest blocks lie, that is also what I built this tool for. So you can get that out of the lesson notes and work with that tool step by step to go through these categories, self-audit, and see what the tool sends back and if that feels right to you. Work in collaboration with that or with me in our space to find which one of these to start with, knowing over time they can all get love, but working out the right time for each. So let's take a look at them one by one. Category one is revenue, you getting seen, loved, selling. This is asking, are sales actually happening in my business right now? Because if they are not, nothing else has leverage. Not a retention fix, not a capacity system, not an agent that does organizing in your business for you. You need to get your offer in front of the right people. You need to get them loving it. You need to get them buying, and AI can absolutely help you do that. Sales pages, email sequences, offer messaging, ad copy, content that sells, this is the bedrock category. And if this is your constraint, this is where every ounce of your AI energy goes right now. Category two is retention and offer health. So now that you are selling, this is asking, are my buyers staying, rebuying, and feeling like my offer is worth more than anywhere else? Because the biggest part of business is acquiring a customer. If you have done that though, of course we have so much potential in retaining them and also in serving them in a way that feels amazing to them and so light lift for you. So now we look at tools that can help them. Innovations in your space that make it cutting edge, but also cut back time for you doing things as well. How can we use tools to have your load lightened around that offer, around onboarding, around offer deliverables? To me, this should come next. And there are so many incredible opportunities here to scale your outcomes, your impact, and your income. And then category three is capacity, the behind the scenes engine. This is asking, how can I make the back end of my business overall run better? Some of these things could have, of course, been created in category one and two as they were behind the scenes things related to sales or behind the scenes things related to offers. But there may also be other things you need as well that are taking your time, energy, capacity, or opportunity that can be done with AI or shortcut with AI. So it's really about now asking yourself, do I have the time, systems, and output to keep serving and scaling in a business I love? And in here can come agents doing tasks for you, co-work doing admin for you, system dashboards for things, connectors that make manual tasks even smoother, reviews on your overall business with tools. This is where the amazing morning recap agent can come in to help you plan a day that you didn't need to spend 5 hours building before when your real focus was emailing that cold list, for example, and you just needed a Claude skill to help you with that. So here is what I want you to do, and I want you to do it before you do anything else AI related this week. Step one, take the AI Focus Finder. The link is where you found this lesson. It takes about 3 minutes. Be ridiculously honest with yourself when you answer. That is the whole point, because the audit is only as useful as the truth you bring to it. Step two, take your result and bring it into our 8-week game plan or to a coaching call or to our Facebook group, whatever suits you best to get my support, and we can chat through it. Plan it into your 8-week plan. I can help you figure out what tools and what AI can help you best with this, because this will tell you where to focus and why. I am here to help you if you would like to know what could best help with that, to make you and your people in your office and your time in your life a unique plan of action. step three, mark your calendar for the AI Edge event in June. This is where we are going to take this so much deeper. This is where we are going to look at exactly how to build moats and elevators with AI, what to build inside your offer, how to use AI in a way that makes your business more you, not more like everyone else, how to use it as a leverage tool without becoming a slave to it. But this episode, this audit, this is where you start and you keep thinking about constraints always in your business now. And working through your priorities, saving those things that are nice but not right now for another day, knowing they will come. You are not behind. You are working where you'll get the biggest return, and then you can work on those next things soon. This is the lens you hold every day. Every time you see an Instagram post and feel that little tug, every time someone you respect mentions a tool, every time you feel that, ooh, I should do that pull, every time even I show up talking about something I am building, you ask the question, does this lift my real constraint? Or am I about to chase a shiny object? Sometimes you may have just found the thing you needed for your real life constraint. Sometimes you will know you need to park it. That is the entire game. The world is going to get louder this year, not quieter. There will be more tools, more events, more courses, more agents, more you have to learn this messages, more good people you respect saying things that make you feel behind. And you as the CEO, get to choose what you give your time, your energy, and your attention to always. And I am here walking beside you to mentor you every step of the way and through those decisions and implementation too. So that is all from me in this chat today. And I cannot wait to hear where your focus lies and find your right next steps to align with that. So there you have it. That is what my school-supported community and myself are currently sitting with. And I wanted to bring you into it because I genuinely believe this is the conversation every woman in business needs to be having with herself right now, especially if you are feeling pulled from place to place with AI, idea to idea, tool to tool. Start with your constraints first and then work from there. This is what I am doing with my own business. This is what I am helping my students with too, because you cannot do it all, but equally you do not want to stick your head in the sand. You've got to find the balance and put your time and energy into the right place. And I hope this helps you find yours. I have linked the AI Focus Finder in the show notes for you to use as well. And if you want to be the first to know about public tickets for the AI Edge Live event in June or future openings about the school program as well, get yourself on my email list. The link is in the show notes as well. And that is where any announcement will land first. Until then, here is to you getting seen, loved, selling, and scaling in a way that is rooted in your business, your constraint, and your season, not anyone else's. I will see you next week, same time, same place, same goal as always. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Seen, Love, Selling, Scale podcast. I hope today's episode left you feeling inspired, fired up, and empowered to make serious moves that align with your goals and version of success, both in life and business. If you loved what you heard, head over to www.thisisco.com.au to find all the links and resources mentioned in today's episode. And if you aren't already following the show, make sure you hit that follow button so you never miss a future episode when it drops. I'll see you again next week, same time, same place, same goal to get you seen, loved, selling, and scaling. See you then.